Well, it's a spring tour. It's not going to be an undefeated one after France beat the Wallabies 29 points to 26. They've still got tough games against Ireland and England to come to see what he thought of the performance. We have a chat with the former Wallaby, Adam Fryer. G'day, Adam.
Morning, Jimmy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, really well. Lack of consistency and simple errors. That's the summation from Michael Checker. How did you see it?
Oh, well, he was spot on. I think the Australians started a little bit flat. And if you've ever played in Paris, it's a really tough place to play. 9 p.m. kickoff. And look, I was always a little bit nervous going into the game, only just reading some of the press because it was all about Kirtley. But look, for mine, I think a lot of individual players were off on the night. Israel Folau didn't have his best game. And I just feel, look, I don't think it's such a bad thing for Michael Checker. And as you say, I think there was a little bit of false hope in midway through this tour to suggest that he may have gone through undefeated. Now, you look at the Wallabies' run towards the end of the year. France, the Six Nations champions, that being Ireland and England, who have just been on fire. I know they went down to South Africa and also New Zealand, but they're one of the World Cup favourites.
Well, undefeated tour, we might not win another game.
Well, look, and I hope not. But I dare say, if you're following any Australian team at the moment, that being in rugby league, cricket, rugby union, soccer, we're all having a bad run.
Bad weekend, mate.
Look, I do think that it's going to be a tough challenge for Czech, but I just want the Australian public to know that if we can go away from this tour and if we can beat England and Ireland and only drop France, it's just a shame with these spring tours. The gold medal at the end has always been undefeated spring tour, and we haven't had one for a long time. But I just think if we can knock off the Six Nations champions and, you know, put in a brave performance against England, I still think we're okay. But Czech is not the messiah. He's not going to be able to win every game that he coaches, but I tell you what, he's certainly shifted the culture, and you can see that.
Yeah, well, mate, if we beat Ireland and England, we've had a successful tour.
Very much so.
If we don't, we've had it'll be a shocker.
Exactly right. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm glad you say that, but I know what the general public feel is, that we want to be undefeated on these tours.
No.
Very hard to do. Very hard to do.
Adam, scrum. Concerns against Wales, maybe even more obvious against France. Where are we at with Australia's scrum? And it seems to happen when, okay, fatigue sets in and we understand that, and then replacement players come on and it probably gets even worse.
Well, it's interesting. So the scrum, best way to put it, was inconsistent. But look, in Australian rugby, and let's make a comparison to, say, England or South Africa. If you're a big bloke that cuts around playing sport in the front row, you're hailed as a god. Where in Australia, if you're tubby and you want to be a front row forward for Australia, you get kicked out of class and picked on.
Yeah.
It's just not an area where we really embrace and grow talent. And you even see now, James Slipper around the field, he'd be one of the best front row forwards in the world. Mm. And I think we're just really waiting to see Tatafu Polotti now and Stephen Moore come back. I just think we're lacking in that position just a little, but there are so many props to choose from in New Zealand, England, and of course France. They just absolutely love them over there. They're the highest paid player in the French squads, the front rowers.
Yeah. So is that right?
In Australia, that's right. Exactly right. Carl Heyman, who left New Zealand. There's all sorts of players on high overs, all front rowers. We're in Australia. Unfortunately, you're at the back of the queue, so it's not really a position that we're rich in. But look, in saying that, I've got a lot of faith in James Slipper. We're inconsistent. We just need a big bopper in the middle. I think Tatafu or Stephen Moore can do that.
Right.
Kirtley Beale, he wouldn't be flying over there for frequent flyer points, mate. I expect him to be playing in the squad against Ireland.
Yeah. Oh, look, I don't think you're too far off the mark.
Well, otherwise, otherwise, he can be training here.
Yeah, I think you read between the lines. I always assumed that Kirtley was going to come back into the team at some stage. Did I think it was going to be this game or this early? I actually probably thought it would have been a little bit earlier, but it's going to be a divided opinion. Like, you're always going to say he should be stood down or even, you know, out of the game. And some people say, you know, if you're in the top 33 players in the country, then he should be in the squad. It's interesting the way Czech handled it. He just said, if I don't pick him, I'm being political. So he's just said, I'm trying to get the best 33 players on the park, and we'll wait and see. I think I know that the players are warm towards him, and you'll see if he ever comes on and does a great play. I know the playing squad absolutely adore him, and I think that's the environment where he does thrive in. But hey, look, it's just a wait and see with Kirtley. Is he the best player potentially in the best 23 players in Australia? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if he goes back to his old ways, then people are going to judge him.
Sure.
You talk about last chances, and you can dress him up as much as you want, and even in rugby league or cricketing circles, you'd have to say this is his last chance. And I hope he does go well for not just Australian rugby reasons, but for Kirtley. He's a happier bloke when he's on the field playing footy, that's for sure.
I can't believe that he's over there, to be fair. I can't believe that he's...
Well, he's available for selection.
Yeah, I know. But I understand Michael Checker's influence, and it would have been a key negotiating point when he was given the job, but to be honest, can't believe it. Anyway, Adam, appreciate that, mate.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, TK. Talk soon.